Have you always had trouble with them?
No, it's progressively gotten worse over the 6 years.
Their canines caused a commotion.
Mr. Lightfoot told me with absolute confidence, there is no doubt I can train these dogs.
Sometimes it works, and sometimes it doesn't.
Now the owners are barking mad.
The dogs are just as bad as they were before.
Yeah.
This doesn't guarantee what you say it guarantees.
He gave me his word.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlein. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Matthew Coombs and girlfriend Nicole DeGrand are suing dog trainer Dane Lightfoot for the return of his fee. The plaintiffs claim Dane failed to train their dogs.
Order. All rise. This is case number 403 on the calendar, in the matter of Coombs, DeGrand versus Lightfoot. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Who's going to speak?
Both of us. I'll start though, if you like.
I usually, unless I have a particular reason to speak to two people, I prefer to speak to one. So you want me to speak to you?
That would be wonderful.
Perfect. You're Mr. Coombs. You and your co-plaintiff have two dogs. Something crested.
Chinese crested, long hairs.
When did you get them?
About 8 years ago. They're Nicole's dogs originally before we met.
So they're not your dogs, they're her dogs.
We're a couple, so they've been
with us for
2 years.
You got them before you were
yes.
a couple.
Yes.
Great. So I'm gonna let her talk. You got the dogs 8 years ago.
Yeah, it was actually closer to 6 years ago.
Okay. Have you always had trouble with them?
No, it's progressively gotten worse over the six years.
This has been an ongoing problem with their bad behavior around people.
Yes.
And it started as little bit, and it's been getting, as you say, progressively worse.
Yes.
And you've been a couple with Mr. Coombs for how long?
2 years.
Before you and Mr. Coombs were a couple, did you live alone?
No.
Who did you live with?
I have two daughters, 9 and 11, and I was in a previous marriage.
So the dogs are used to being around other people. Your daughters?
Oh, yes. We're very social. We have big family and lots of people around all the time.
I just was trying to figure out
sure.
if there's anything Mr. Coombs said or did that set them off.
They're acting out again, too.
Yeah, I like that.
They keep me here for a reason, Mr. Coombs. So in order to try to ameliorate this bad behavior, you hired Mr. Lightfoot to retrain the dogs. How did you find him?
It was a referral from a
referral
friend.
Referral from?
A friend of mine. So Matthew actually did some homework and found his website on Angie's List and did some research.
Did you speak to any other clients of his?
I did speak with somebody who's working with him.
No, any of his other clients?
No, I'm sorry. The person that works with him was a client and now works with him. That was
okay.
the story that...
That's the story that you got.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You always take those stories with a grain of salt. It's business. There's puffing and there's huffing and puffing.
All right.
Okay. Bottom line, it's not a very difficult case. You say you spent $1,100 for Mr. Lightfoot to retrain your dogs. He took one dog 1 week. He took the other dog the second week in order to try to retrain them independently of each other. I assume, and I'm not a dog psychiatrist, but I assume because you didn't want them to feed off each other's bad behavior.
The work that I do is usually too difficult to do two dogs at once. I always take one dog at a time
to do. It's a good idea anyway. You know, you try to divide and conquer, you know. If you take the two of them, it's two against you, and you're only one person. You do the same thing with children. It's easy.
Yes, ma'am.
You never let them in a situation where they are able to gang up on you. That's why you put them in their own rooms, if you can. Okay. And what happened is after both dogs came back, bottom line, without going through all the details, because there are other things that I have to do today, the dogs are just as bad as they were before.
If not worse, yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Your children are 9 and 11, two girls. Are they nice little girls?
Yes.
Yes. Either one of them in therapy?
No.
Well, you're lucky. You won't get through their teenage years without one of you being in therapy, either you or them.
Right.
That's just what happens. You know what we say about therapy? Sometimes it works, and sometimes it doesn't. Mm-hmm. With people. You know, you have bad behavior, you have behavior you can't get rid of. You know, you say, well, I'll go to see a therapist. Some people make a lifelong thing out of going to see a therapist every week. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. But sometimes it doesn't work. You don't get your money back. This is dog therapy. These are six-year-old dogs who I'm dying to see, because you have a video of the dogs, right? Dying to see the video anyway. They're six-year-old dogs whose behavior has been getting progressively worse, and he was sort of the last-ditch attempt that you had. Well, you may try somebody else, but now you know. You know, if you don't housebreak a dog by the time they're a year old, in my view, you're always going to be looking around the corner. Having had dogs, I can tell you that that's true. You got to catch them. Otherwise, they're going to be out smarting you all the time. So let's see your video. I want to see what Chinese crested.
And if I
what are they called?
Chinese crested.
That's it. Just Chinese crested. Mm-hmm. Perfect.
And this is one of the dogs.
Does the other one look like this one?
White and one's white, one's black.
Oh, that's interesting.
That was mild.
So this was just a few feet in front of my house. And I completely understand what you're saying about, you know, the therapy, and sometimes it's a work in progress. But when I...
I didn't say a work in progress. I said sometimes it doesn't work.
It doesn't work. It doesn't work. And I completely understand that. But Mr. Lightfoot told me with absolute confidence, there is no doubt I can train these dogs. He even told me he can train them to work with my hamster, and he was engaging with other animals in the house. So, you know, we said very specific three areas that were the concern for myself, for the both of us, my daughters to be able to walk the dogs in our neighborhood, for them not to jump all over everybody when they come over, and then just the whining and the unnecessary barking. Those three areas. He said,
well,
absolutely.
Those are three big areas.
Well, he confirmed that he could do it. He said with absolute conviction he could do it.
Come on.
And he guaranteed a lifetime.
Tell me what you do for a living.
Well, right now I'm a stay-at-home mom.
What did you do before you were a stay-at-home mom?
I worked for a manufacturing company. I was in sales and customer service.
And what do you do, Mr. Coons?
Insurance.
Well, neither of those are aesthetic places, you know, where there are gray areas of what's successful and what's not and whether something works or not. But you do know what I'm suggesting to you, that he may say, I absolutely can take care of these dogs. I mean, the only way you can take care of a dog whining and barking is to debark them. Nobody does that because it's cruel and miserable, and you wouldn't do it to an animal. You wouldn't do that to another human being, so you wouldn't do it to your pet. So these dogs have been making this kind of noise for 6 years?
No, the walking situation is what got, that's why I ended up calling him, because it had gotten to a point where we moved to a new neighborhood and we can't walk them anymore. That's when I called Mr. Lightfoot, and he gave me a guarantee, which I have also in a text message, that he guaranteed that if his services weren't provided, he's told us verbally, and then later in a text message.
I would like to see, other than puffing. Puffing is, this car is great, driven by two old grandmothers, you know, to and from the Winn-Dixie. You can trust me on that. That's different. But if he gave you a guarantee in writing that he was going to be able to correct certain behavior, I would like to see it.
100% lifetime guarantee, I believe, was the verbiage.
Well, let's take a look at it. Then he's very foolish.
Well, the main problem is he disappeared after he got the check.
I don't care.
Oh, sure. You must.
This is not that at all. I will put in writing that if you find a program for under $1,500 that will train both dogs to lose their anxiety meeting strange dogs and stop jumping up immediately when they are returned to you, I will refund your money in full with a written apology as soon as I see how the dogs are behaving and see a receipt for the training. I will offer you 180 days from today to do this. The only caveat is the trainer must not use a shock collar. They can be very effective, but the psychological effects are still under debate. He
that
doesn't guarantee.
Months later, when
no,
I was going to take
it
to court.
Listen to me. This doesn't guarantee what you say it guarantees.
But that wasn't his guarantee. That was
you
his offer
this,
to make reparations.
To no.
The guarantee is they're going to be trained.
Listen to me, sir. You said to me he guaranteed he would train the dogs. In talking is puffing. You said right. In writing he guaranteed he would train the dogs. I said, oh, really? If he guaranteed in writing that he would train the dogs, I want to see that. Then we're talking different business. I made myself very clear, Mr. Coons.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You do not have a case unless you are going to show me one document there in writing where he guaranteed that he would retrain them.
And later today...
Why did you leave your stuff in her garage?
She allowed me to. She told me that I can get my things out when I have the space in another garage to put them in.
Well, then let me ask you this question.
Sure.
Why do you think she's suing you?
Real cases, real people, Judge Judy. Matthew Coons and girlfriend Nicole DeGrand claim dog trainer Dane Lightfoot owes for the return of his fee.
Okay, this says if you find somebody else who will guarantee that they will train the dogs for under $1,500 and not use a shock collar on the dogs, I'll refund your money if the dogs are retrained. Did you find, don't speak. Did in fact you find someone who retrained your dogs for under $1,500 and did not use a shock collar?
Your Honor, no. I didn't have another $1,500 to spend to reinvest after I paid him over $1,000.
This is not a guarantee.
But the guarantee was when he was there.
Agreement.
He said, I don't do paper contracts. I don't do paper contracts. This is my life and my his. I will be with you for the rest of your life. And he vanished.
Puffing. Right, well, listen, do you do insurance?
I do. I guarantee my contracts.
Are your insurance policies in writing?
Yes.
Do you know why they're in writing?
Because they're enforceable.
That's right. Because it's right here.
That's what
my policy says right here. If you go to sell me insurance and you say, I'm going to guarantee you, if you give me $25,000 a month, I am going to guarantee your husband's life for $50 million. And I say, great, where do I sign that check? And you say to me, but I don't give a contract.
So
you
oral agreements
word.
Don't matter?
Just a second. You have my word. I've been in this business for
oral
40
contract.
Years. That's what he's saying to you. He said, I don't do this. I don't give you a written contract. As soon as somebody says to me, I don't give you a written contract, I say, huh? So I'm investing in a hope that he can do what he says he's going to do. This is a contract case.
It's not an oral contract?
That is not an oral contract, sir.
I guarantee the life of the animals. They will be trained when I bring it back. They were not trained at all. He left for 2 weeks. He did nothing.
I don't believe it.
You don't believe me?
No, I don't believe what you just said to me.
I've got texts from him saying the exact same stuff.
Just a second. Pick out your best text. This was not the guarantee,
Mr. Coons. That was the offer to settle before court, which is all that was.
Well, but that's not what you said to me.
No, I said he gave me a guarantee.
Mr. Coons. I said to you, do you have in writing the guarantee? You said yes.
Then I misunderstood you.
Very good. Well, now I want you to understand this. Your case is dismissed. You do not have a case unless you are going to show me one document there in writing where he guaranteed that he, for $1,100 for the two dogs, would retrain them. I'm going to give you 5 minutes to find it, but you have one chance to give me one piece of paper that guarantees it. One piece of paper.
You don't need 5 minutes.
Show it to me.
He didn't give me a written guarantee. He gave me his word.
Your case is dismissed.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
And here's
your paperwork.
He's a con man. He's a shill. He's a liar.
There's no guarantees that any kind of therapy will work when you're working with something complex like a brain.
He's just a liar and a mess. He lives in his mom's basement. He's not a professional anything.
I'm a fifth-generation animal handler.
I asked him what his certification was. He goes, my certification is my love for the animals.
And unfortunately, there is no type of certification for that type of work that exists yet.
Look, did you see him? He's a mess.
Happy it's over and happy to go back home and go take the dogs to the park.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Utley versus Ogletree. Step forward.
Beverly Utley is suing her niece, Kendra Ogletree, for unpaid rent and damage to her rental home.
Miss Utley, this is your niece.
Yes, she is.
And some time ago, you agreed to allow her to rent a rental property that you had. She left the property sometime later. And according to you, she left the property and she owed you money for rent. Aside from that, she left the place a disaster.
Yes.
You want her to pay for damages. Miss Ogletree, I think she sort of relies on the fact that you agreed to dismiss an unlawful detainer against her, which is a housing court proceeding, as evidence that she didn't owe you any rent. And she says she didn't leave the place in a mess. So, Miss Ogletree, because it's late in the day and I'm late in years, what I want you to do is save me a little time. I know, and you know, that you didn't pay all the rent you were supposed to pay. That be a fair statement?
Incorrect.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You have to go and get your stuff. Because you do have things in her house. Her garage is part of her house. You can't leave your junk in her garage and say, well, you know, I'll go and get it when I'm ready.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Beverly Utley says her niece, Kendra Ogletree, owes for rent and for damage to her rental home.
Kemper claims the repairs are Beverly's responsibility.
Okay, did you pay her each month the agreed rent?
I did.
Show me. Did you give your niece a rent receipt each time she paid you rent?
Yes, I absolutely did.
Well, I see in August you paid her $200.
That was an additional portion that I paid her for utilities.
And it says balance due $800.
That was her writing.
Well, that's your receipt. This is your evidence.
The $800 is from a calculation from a July's payment that she sent to me stating that I owed on some repairs. And those are the things that I was going to address
that issue.
The property had needed lots of work. She agreed that before I would move in, it would be complete.
No,
it didn't. The property never got complete even a year later. So in between July and August of 2013, I decided to do the repairs myself. I then, in July 4th, made an itemized statement of what was done.
I'd like to see that statement.
And the cost.
I'd like to see it.
With receipts for them as well.
Well, some of these things you're not entitled to. You're not entitled to curtains for Kendra's bedroom, Taylor's bedroom, curtains for the kitchen.
We had none prior to me moving in.
Well, that's okay. You can put in curtains if you want.
She said that I could do those things because she had not done them.
It's getting far too complicated for me. Landlords and tenants deal with each other this way. Tenant pays rent to the landlord. The landlord is supposed to make certain repairs. Curtains are not repairs. Gardening is not repairs. I'm telling you, that's not the way the system works. Okay. So all I wanted you to do is show me now pictures of what the premises looked like when your niece left.
Here are the pictures, Your Honor.
Your Honor, I also have emails from her.
Was this after she moved? Were these pictures taken after she moved?
After she moved, everything was still there.
I have pictures of when I moved out.
I'd like to see them.
Okay.
I just don't know what these are pictures of.
I don't either.
Could you? That's her.
Whose is that? That's your stuff in the dining room.
No.
Is this the property that you left?
That's the way it looks now, ma'am. I had a guy come repair everything. That's the way it looks today.
That's the way I left it.
No, you didn't. The pictures is the way she left it. And do you know, Your Honor, she has stuff in the garage I can show you right now.
Garage.
I'm sure you didn't move nobody else in there and you take pictures.
What's all this stuff in her garage?
That is my stuff, in the garage only.
Why did you leave your stuff in her garage?
She allowed me to. She told me that I can get my things out when I have the space in another garage to put them in. I left her property 45 days ago.
Well, then let me ask you this question.
Sure.
Why do you think she's suing you?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you in a family dispute? Go to judgejudy.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
Okay, on what date did she move out?
Physically, the things are still there.
There.
Is it today? I think sometime in December, I don't know when, because all the stuff is still there.
You owe her $4,500. That's $1,500 for 3 months for leaving your stuff in her house. You have to go and get your stuff. Because
I have
your
nothing
stuff,
in her
if
stuff
your stuff,
in her
yes,
house.
You do have things in her house. Her garage is part of her house. You can't leave your junk in her garage and say, well, you know, I'll go and get it when
My
I'm ready.
My family still
when
lives
I'm ready,
there.
Because the same person who left this stuff in the garage this way left the house this way.
Not at all, Your Honor. The pictures that I have show proof of how I lived in the house.
Judgment for the plaintiff for the amount of $4,500.
Thank you, Your Honor.
That's all. Thank you.
Parties are excused and they step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Totally unfair.
You got to be really careful who you rent to, especially when it comes to family.
It wasn't until I took the money out of the rent in July of 2013.
When she cut the tree down without notifying me and deducted from the rent without telling me.
She didn't ask me to leave. I voluntarily moved.
What are you doing? You can't treat me like that. I'm your aunt, you know?
I don't know. I have to talk to my mom and Jesus about it.
Justice was served.